तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एशियनमा।
नमस्कार, SBS एक्जाम मिन्सको नयाँ श्रृङ्खलामा स्वागत छ। म कृष्ण पोखरेल। हामीले हाम्रा अघिल्ला श्रृङ्खलाहरूमा जातिवादका कारण व्यक्ति र सामाजिक एकतामा परेको हानिकारक प्रभावहरूका बारेमा व्यापक कुरा गरेका छौँ। यस भागमा हामी अफ्रिकी मूलका मानिसहरूले आफ्नो समुदायभित्र जातिवादप्रति कसरी प्रतिक्रिया जनाइरहेका छन् भनेर कुरा गर्दैछौँ। फरक पुस्ताका बीचमा कसरी जातिवादलाई बुझ्ने र प्रतिक्रिया जनाउने कुरामा एकमत हुँदैछ भन्ने बारेमा पनि कुरा गर्नेछौँ।
When we talked to students who told us these horrible stories, and we said, do you tell your parents? And they said, never. My parents are dealing with enough. Why would I put this on them when they can't do something about it?
उनी हुन् नोर सनिनो, उबुन्टु प्रोजेक्ट नामक एक गैर नाफामूलक संस्थाका सहसंस्थापक।
So for a 15 and 16 year old to have to carry that byproduct of racism that we never get an opportunity to talk about, it is constant, a burden and overwhelming.
युवा अवस्थामा जातिवादको शिकार हुनुपर्दा कसरी उनी र उनका धेरै साथीहरूलाई सामुदायिक काम गर्न प्रेरित गर्यो भन्ने बारेमा उनी यसरी स्मरण गर्छन्।
What a lot of young people have done is they've gone off and dedicated their lives, literally, to kind of undoing some of the impact that they were feeling and make sure it doesn't pass on to the next generation.
उनी आफ्नो समुदायको एक पुस्ताभित्रै जातिवादलाई हेर्ने दृष्टिकोणमा कसरी परिवर्तन आयो भन्ने बारेमा पनि यसो भन्छन्।
And it was only when young people were talked to legal aid, ended up getting connected to a lawyer, were able to make difference. You could see parents just being like, what, like you're suing the police? The parents were afraid of retaliation from the police, like actual physical harm, because of the reality and the world and where they came from.
टिगेस केभिडी युवा अफ्रिकन अस्ट्रेलियन समुदायमा काम गर्ने ट्रमा काउन्सिलर हुन्। उनी अफ्रिकी समुदायमा जातिवादको प्रभाव समय अनुसार बदलिँदै गरेको कुरामा सहमत राख्छिन्।
Factors such as gender, class, faith, migration status, migration pathway, skin tone all influence how racism is experienced and responded to. Older generations historically have experienced more overt and systemic racism. The things put in through law or public discrimination, whereas younger generations mostly disclose around subtle and everyday forms of racism.
Tigas bhanchin ki farak farak pustale bhogeko jatibad ra pratikriya pachhilo samaya aprovasan ka birodh ma dekhieko bhavana ra aja badi spashta dekhidai gaeko jatibad ka karan ek rup hudai gaeko cha.
There has been a bridge between generations that has resulted in younger generations working with the older generations in tackling not only the experiences of racism but the solutions towards racism. Young people are most influenced by older young people, so they are playing roles in helping their younger siblings or younger community members in understanding not only what is happening to them but how to access these supports.
रुबेल इब्राहिम युवाहरूले स्थापना गरेको गैर नाफामूलक संस्था एस्पायर फाउन्डेसनका सहसंस्थापक हुन्।
We try to bridge between young people and the older generation. We work a lot with some of the older youth workers and social workers that are servicing our community. We try to relay that information that young people might not feel comfortable in sharing to older people.
रुबेलको अनुसार फरक पुस्ताका मानिसहरूले आफ्ना अनुभवहरूका आधारमा एकअर्कालाई बहुमूल्य सहयोगहरू प्रदान गर्न सक्छन्।
Learning how to build that resiliency in the face of, you know, hate or racism is something that our parents could really teach our younger people as well too. If you know who you are, where you come from, and you know your family's past and your history and things like that, there isn't anything that anyone can say that can make you think otherwise. Like somebody can't tell you you're worthless because you know your story and you know the perseverance and resilience of your family to get to where you are.
तर युवाहरू जो अनलाइन मार्फत आउने विचार र संस्कृतिबाट घेरिएका छन्, त्यहाँ पुस्ताहरू बीच भिन्नता देखिनु सामान्य भएको उनको भनाइ छ।
Young people grow up now and they're global citizens. They see the whole world literally as one place. So when you're having conversations with them, it is not only about throwing facts and correcting them. You've got to listen to them. They have to feel like they're being heard. And they're much more willing to talk about ideas and go back and forth.
तर रुबेल भने विश्वव्यापी समुदायसँग जोडिनुका फाइदाहरू रहेको बताउँछन्, जस्तै कि उनका अनुसार यसले प्रेरणा दिन्छ र आशावादी महसुस गराउँछ।
Part of that comes from being connected to the African diaspora across the world and hearing other people's experiences and build off, I guess, that collective response to racism that might be happening in the US, UK, wherever else in the world. What it's kind of birthed out of our community is a really courageous, strong and resilient generation of young people.
यो भागको निर्माण निक चुम्बोलसले गरेका हुन्। थप सामग्रीका लागि SPS Examines भनेर खोज्नुहोस्।
अनलाइन र सोशलमा थप सामग्रीहरू पाउनुहोस्। sbs.com.au/nepali मा जानुहोस् वा फेसबुकमा SBS नेपालीलाई फलो गर्नुहोस्।
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।